Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 649. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside, well, I've been calling it Fox's penthouse, but I feel like, I mean, it's still the Slapbox penthouse, you know? I mean, I'm not kicking Fox out. He's still my ride or die, but I mean, it's the Slapbox penthouse as far as this podcast is concerned. Anyway. Agent Scully is still in the spare bedroom. So you'll be hearing her at some point. If not, as soon as this music drops out. I imagine, you know, she was crying right before I started recording. Let's see if here. I don't quite hear at the moment. Give it a minute. I'm sure she'll chime in. So far that hasn't been going well. I mean, it seemed like for a minute there, for a couple of days, like things were moving in the right direction as far as getting these two to get along and coexist. Because I've been like every day trying to leave the door open to the spare bedroom as I go in there and, give Scully there some attention. And Fox was coming in. He was coming in. He wasn't going up to her. The closest I could seem to get him together is like 3 feet. Three, maybe 4 feet. I mean, 3 to 4 feet-ish. And then that, any closer than that, and there's problems. Fox was getting more and more comfortable hanging out in that room. One day, as he was feeling super comfortable about it, I tried to just like let her go, and as soon as I let her go, she tried to attack him, and she wanted to murder him. She's like, "Fuck you!" And I got a hold of her real quick, and he bolted. And after that day, he has not wanted to go in that fucking room. And we have regressed, as it's not going well at the moment. I did right before recording this. I did try to get them back around each other. I got again back to that 3 to 4 feet area. Fox wouldn't come in the room, but I was able to get her at the doorway of the room while he was laying by the steps. And as soon as I got her, let her get to about that 3-4 feet distance, is like, nope, I can tell, like, shit, neither one of them are down for it. And like, son of a bitch, come on. Can't we all just get along? Like, you've been around each other enough now. There might be a door dividing you, or, you know, just a 4 feet gap. But, you know, neither one is going anywhere. Like, let's just, I'm not saying you have to love each other, but, you know, respect each other as individual felines. Which I guess is a tall order considering that, we've thrown that out the window as far as people are concerned in the U.S. as mass deportations are, underway and whatnot. And, just a lot of, hate, vile hatred going on, here and there. Just fun times we're living in. As I didn't know how to, you know, it's hard not to talk about the shit, you know. I mean, there's just an insane amount of executive orders like blowing through with getting rid of birthright citizenship, which, I mean, isn't legal for a president to do, but I mean, we'll see what the courts decide. I mean, I would assume that once it hits up to the Supreme Court that they will do the bidding of our God King. But you know, there's, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of faith. But I was trying, before getting on the podcast, I was trying to renew my passport, which, if I need to bolt at some point, they determine I'm next on the enemies of the government list, I will have, my shit in order to be able to just bolt. But, Yeah, I failed to do so. I went to Walgreens to get my passport photo, which they're very particular on their passport photos, which I'm sure I could just go back to Walgreens and get it retaken. They denied my passport photo as you can't have like shadows or anything else in the background. I'm thinking I wasn't standing close enough to the background for the photo. And I tried to do it online and it wouldn't accept the damn photo. So here we go. Hopefully, you know, I can just take it at home, but I'm having issues at home trying to get the lighting right to where I'm not getting a shadow and stuff in the background. I'm going to have to really set up a room for the photo. Like, son of a bitch. I do have a key light that I can control with my computer and stuff that I can use. I just got to find the right setup and get the lighting just right to where there's no shadow and there's nothing on the wall behind me. And guess I shouldn't have bothered paying for the photo at Walgreens. Hopefully I get that passport straightened out. I mean, I do plan on going to Germany still come September, late September, early October. We're still able to go. I mean, it does sound like there's, you know, a possibility that we could get our rights revoked as far as... I mean, I don't think anybody's specifically said this, but I am concerned that certain European countries might stop issuing travel visas. We might need at least to get a visa to be able to travel to Europe now. Because currently, most European countries, at least ones in the European Union and like England and such, the UK, you don't, if you're going to be there for 3 months or less as a United States citizen, you don't need a visa. All you need is a passport, valid passport. Oingo boingo, you're all good in the hood. I don't know what I said. Oingo boingo, oingo boingo. But, all right. I'm thinking though, I mean, it does seem like a joke-ish that Trump has been saying that he would possibly use military force to take over Greenland, to buy it, or take military force. Whatever is necessary, which Greenland is owned by Denmark, which both are affiliated with NATO. I believe they're in the European Union. I feel like, you know, if we try to take over Greenland by force, I mean, one, it could start a big war with NATO, which we are a part of. Currently, which Trump has said in his last administration, he would try to take us out of NATO. This could really fuck up relations for us here to try to travel and such. I think I'll probably be good come September, October-ish, as far as going to Germany is concerned. Although, you know, I mean, the AfD, the Alternative für Deutschland, Alternative, I guess is how they pronounce it, für Deutschland, which is the Alternative for Germany party, the far-right neo-Nazi party, which, publicly speaking, I believe they don't outright admit that they are of the Nazi variety. But it seems that a lot of their members end up coming out that they are fans of the Third Reich, you might say. believe in the ideology of that disgusting. I just want to reiterate, it's been a while since I've mentioned this, but I'm not a fan of Nazis. Not a Nazi fan. I mean, I love Nazi zombies, and I love World War II movies and shit, and like World War II video games. I grew up loving Indiana Jones, and one of the great parts of being Indiana Jones was he was always fighting Nazis. He was punching Nazis, shooting them, melting their faces off, I mean, what's more to love than? And that last Indiana Jones, you got some more of the him fighting Nazis. You got the young Indy, where he's fighting Nazis, and that was so good. And you know the CG has come so much further nowadays, where they could have a young Harrison Ford fighting Nazis earlier in the film. Anyway, so yeah, Nazis. Yeah, I miss the days. I miss the days because I'm fucking old. When you know, disliking Nazis was the rage. When the new popular thing wasn't to send your love out, send your heart out to everyone, a la Elon Musk. As I have seen that, of course, you know, TikTok is back. I think that was the big thing I talked about last week, or one of the things I talked about. I guess the big thing I was talking about was bringing Scully in and shooting medicine into her mouth. I only had to do that for a few days, shooting the medicine in her mouth. She took it not so bad. It wasn't too bad. I mean, it was a little bit of a struggle, but I figure if I had to do that to Fox, I would be bit and clawed, and he would not be happy about that. I'd have to probably strap him down, like wrap him up in a towel and just, you know, wish for... I don't know. Just hope things didn't get too fucking crazy. But anyway... as I did just get a message a little bit ago. I was gonna possibly go to the Blues game tonight, and that's not a thing, sadly. And we'll unfortunately, I was messaging Shelly because I was gonna possibly go with some guys from work, and that's not gonna happen. So, but I was messaging Shelly. That seems unlikely. Maybe I'll try the Muffin Man after I get off here. But he's probably doing shit. They're probably playing Magic. This is what they do on the weekends over there at the Muffin Hut. They play the Magique. And hey, I shouldn't probably be spending money on the Blues games constantly. I was excited to go to the game tonight. I was excited to go. Because this weekend they inducted one Curtis Joseph, that is Cujo, into the Blues Hall of Fame. And, you know, I grew up watching Cujo in the Hall of Fame. Not in the Hall of Fame. I grew up watching him while he was on the Blues. He was only there for like 5 or 6 seasons. During the Brett Hull era, classic fucking era. But I mean, Cujo had, you know, the most iconic goalie mask in all of NHL history. Unless you want to include Jason Voorhees in that mix, that might be a pretty iconic one. But he didn't play hockey, that I know of. He just stole that mask from somebody else in Friday the 13th Part 3. Now, I wouldn't wear that mask while playing goaltender. That's not really going to help you a whole lot. Now, the Cujo mask, it's going to be a lot safer for you. But, yeah, I did watch the ceremony they had. They had a little ceremony with the other St. Louis Blues inductees for this year and the current alumni that are in the Hall of Fame. And it was great hearing Curtis Joseph tell stories. I'd like to get his book. He's got a book out there. I think it's just called Cujo, where he talks about growing up and how he got into hockey and whatnot. And I did find it funny him talking about how he ended up getting the name Curtis Joseph, which... I knew that it was just, you know, a mashup between his first and last name. Was CU for Curtis, you know, and the Joe's JO for Joseph. So Cujo. I mean, it just makes sense. feel like somebody would have just connected the dots there. I mean, but he said it was a teammate of his. I think it was before the Blues. I'm not sure what age, what team it was, but he said on stage, this teammate had a hard time pronouncing Curtis Joseph. And Hull, not too long after he said that, he's like, I'm trying to figure out how it's hard to pronounce Curtis Joseph. And like Hulley did a couple of callbacks to it where he's like later on when he says, instead of saying like Curtis or saying Cujo or anything, Curtis, like he tried to like struggle as he said, Curtis Joseph. It's good stuff. And of course, like when they first got Hulley out for inducting the guys into the Hall of Fame, they were talking about the Blues 2019 Cup win, of course, and the parade for it. And he's like, I just want to ask you about it because he's like, for some reason, I don't. Can you? He's like, can you tell me about the parade? He's talking to the other guys. For some reason, I don't really recollect, have much of a recollection of it. And, of course, everybody on stage, you know, everybody in the rooms, you know, laughing because he was very famously drunk. Very, very famously, very, very, very drunk during that whole parade. And he's, because, you know, at all the games, you always hear, let's go Blues is, you know, the one of the chants you get. And this one, after, of course, they won, Brett Hull during his speech, where he's clearly extremely intoxicated, says, like, let's go Blues. Like, you know what? We went Blues. That's what they'll say now. We went Blues. And it, I think it was Bernie Federko, it said. Said, when I heard that, I thought it was the dumbest thing ever. The dumbest thing I've ever heard. And, you know, next thing you know, it's, like, iconic. It might not have been Bernie, but somebody said it was the dumbest thing they'd heard up until that moment. Good stuff. Good stuff. I love me some Brett Hull as, good shit. But, yeah, I should hopefully, back to the passport situation. Hopefully I'll get that within the next couple of weeks, be able to get that straightened out. I imagine if I don't get a good enough setup here to where I can get a picture, I'll just go back to fucking Walgreens, have it retaken, and really specify, hey, this thing was failed. It was not accepted. Let's redo this. This is why. Anywho, as... I'm hoping to get there to Germany, and if it doesn't end up with my buddy John from work, like I'll just go solo. I mean, I am not afraid to do that. I enjoy a good solo trip. It's just been too long since I've had a fucking vacation. It's been since 2019, the year that the Blues won the Cup, and man, for some reason I just want to get away from the United States. I don't know why. It's like it got really toxic again. I mean, it's always been a very racist country, and, you know, it's had its darkness. But usually it's lurking in the corner, whereas now it's like up front and center again. As it's just, you know, it is what it is. Just take it one day at a time. You know, plenty of people live in countries where there's an authoritarian leader where, you know, you got to watch what you say and do. And if you don't, you might get thrown. You might fall out of a window. As I am getting a phone call for, looks like some bullshit. It says spam risk. So I'm going to guess to not answer that. It's a 6. Yeah. It's a 636 number. So that seems like it should be in Missouri. venture to guess that that's not important. Usually I haven't had any like important calls that show up as spam risk. Supposedly I am, like on a unrelated note, I am supposed to get that table maybe ship next week. I keep researching the people I ordered from to make sure this is like a legit place, because I'm paranoid at this point, because I'm starting to wonder, is this thing fucking real? As I've still stayed in contact with the fella that's supposedly building it, which he says it's done, that he just needs to get it shipped here. So I don't have a lava table yet. But then again, if I have to bolt and get out of the country, what do I care about having a lava table? I guess it's another thing I can sell for quick cash. Anyway, though, the cat situation would make that hard, you know, for me to just bolt, get out of the country. I don't see myself, like, bolting. I feel myself, like, saying, fuck it, I guess I'm going to jail. That's just kind of... I'd push it like, fuck it, all right, I guess I'm going to jail. I mean, as of right now, there's no laws or anything that I believe that have been pushed through via executive order that would send me to jail. But, I mean, he signed hundreds and hundreds of these things already. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. There might be some rules in there that might get me thrown in jail. I mean, I am opposed to basically all of his positions, and I've said some bad shit about the Orange Fellow, so I mean, it's a possibility that there could be, you know, some issues with all of that. As I'm thinking it's almost 2 o'clock and game starts at 6, so I'd want to fucking leave here probably by like 3:30 or so. I don't see myself going to the game at this point. That's a shame. Although, you know, I can go back and sleep a little. Maybe get the passport shit straightened out. But as I keep digressing back and forth between shit, I'm a little out of it, I guess. As thankfully, last week, I hit the Red Bull before doing the show. I didn't today. I wasn't feeling tired before recording, although I'm feeling tired now. Yeah, but anyway, I haven't hit any the bull. I don't have any wings tonight. Today, whatever. I don't know. I'm a fucking scatterbrain. I'm hoping, I perk up here in a little bit. the point I was getting at, though, is I didn't start hitting the caffeine, although I've got several monsters still left in my fridge from the last case I bought. I have not gotten back on that horse of the caffeine. But I feel like I could probably use some right about now. I'm a little tired, just a wee bit tired. I did get some sleep last night, but the cat situation is making it a little bit difficult to do so. As the little one that is isolated in the other room, Scully, she's still been pretty vocal. She is not happy with the fact that she doesn't get to leave that room. I try to spend a fair amount of time in there with her. But again, she's not happy about this living situation currently, which I don't blame her, you know. I don't blame her. I mean, it's a good-sized room, but she's got toys. I got Cat's Scratcher in there, Cactus Cat Scratcher, and several toys. I play with her with a wand toy. There's some little mice toys and shit in there. So, I mean, she's not a small cage or anything. But there's the litter box. There's a couple of beds for in there to lay around on. And there's things she can climb on. Like, I shouldn't feel bad. Hopefully my neighbors aren't too pissed about it. Hopefully they're not hearing her too much. Nobody's let me know so far. I don't really talk to my neighbors a whole lot. So hopefully they don't want to kill me at this point. Well, at least as far as like things that I've got going on coming up, I know I'm going to be going to at least one Blues game in March. Because I'll be taking off for St. Pat's, which is the anniversary of the Slapbox podcast, and of course my birthday. As the day, actually not the day of St. Pat's, but the day before they have a Blues game, so it'll be March 16th. But I'll still be wearing my green Blues jersey. As I did get my Blues Winter Classic jersey in, which is pretty nice. I like it. I like those colors. It's, you know, very divisive. I find people either love it or hate it. I'm a fan. I dig it. I dig it. I was really hoping to get to the game tonight so I could find maybe some pucks and whatnot. I thought maybe there'd be a Cujo puck. I probably wouldn't be able to meet Cujo at the game. I know he's going to be there. I don't think he's going to be like hanging out front or anything. But maybe, though. Maybe. I guess I won't know. I don't see myself going to the game alone. That seems boring or just kind of awkward to go to the game by myself. Although it is kind of tempting. It is kind of tempting. I could do it. I could do it. It'll be a little weird. A little weird. Just hanging out at the game by myself. Oh, man, that is, like, I've done things by myself that's always, I mean, it can be awkward doing stuff that's, you know, something you generally do with a group of friends. I always felt weird just even going to a restaurant and eating by myself. Not like a sit down, like, you know, well, I mean, obviously sitting down at a restaurant is what I mean, but I mean like just going to like a fast food restaurant as opposed to like, I'm definitely not going to a restaurant and ordering where there's like a waitress and stuff. I mean, if there was a bar, maybe, I've done that before, but that feels a little weird. Just going to a bar and sitting down. I mean, if I was traveling all the time, I'd probably fucking do it. But like, I've done it while traveling. But it feels weird to do that when I'm at home. Like, well, I could just go eat at home. Why am I going to go to a restaurant by myself? Going to movies by myself, I'll do it occasionally. That feels a little weird, a little strange. I'd prefer to have a friend. You discuss it, like, afterwards. Like, you like this part? You like dislike that part? Whatever. Going to a game, I feel like that's going to be really weird. Really weird going by myself. I'm just going to... That's just strange. Although, it's tempting. I feel like maybe... there's got to be like a Reddit post or something about people going to NHL games by themselves. One of the top things is search going to NHL alone. Here we go. There's a Reddit post from 2 years ago. Is it weird to go to a hockey game alone? It says, I managed to get a cheap ticket for the Habs versus Stars game this weekend, but since I don't have a lot of friends interested in hockey, I'm going alone. When I told someone about it, they looked at me funny and just couldn't comprehend it. I've only ever been to one game before with my dad, and it was 7 years ago, and I'm excited but also scared that I'll just look weird. Does anyone else just go to hockey games alone? Says here, I've been to more hockey games alone than with someone else. That's Lady Swordfish. There's nothing weird about going to sport events or movies or restaurants alone, which I've done it. But it, I mean, I don't know that it's, I just feel weird. It's just awkward. Boron says, the first time I ate alone at a restaurant, I felt super self-conscious. Now I love it. There's something very liberating about having fun by yourself. This person's account was deleted, but it says, I go to a bar just to make me not look weird. I'm still self-conscious about it. As for going to hockey games alone, I love it. Laugh out loud. Unloosed Moose says, fuck that fam. Give me the romantic ambiance for two while I check Reddit, sip wine, and laugh at my loneliness. Enough bad relationships have taught me that being alone is infinitely better than being alone with someone else. I guess just saying, like, if you're with somebody that you it's not loving you, whatever. I feel like there was something else commented in there that was deleted, and I'm not understanding the full context of that. Anyway, there's another person replies here. Day 67 says, same. I started doing a lot of travel for work, though, and it was either suck it up or eat nothing but fast food. It was all on the company's dime, so I learned to treat myself, enjoy a booth to myself while I get some decent food. So the food. I want to know about the hockey game. Like, what's your experience here being to the hockey game alone? That's a little weird. The Blonde Bastard. That's a great name. I am jealous of that name, The Blonde Bastard. Been to a good few concerts by myself. It's a little bit awkward at first, but once things begin, it's a great time and nice not having to worry about others' plans, finding each other again, and it's cheaper just getting drinks for myself. Going to one alone in January, excited for it. Which show? The Sheepdogs, a throwback bluesy rock band out of Saskatchewan. So they're, I presume, in a Canada. I say it Canada because of the old Akira movie. Anyway, let's see here. One says, I don't like talking to a lot of people during games. Going to and watching games alone is pretty perfect for me. Which Frosty Help 9503 says, this plus I don't have to listen to the TV commentators. Win-win. And see, now that, I gotta disagree with that. I think I like listening to the commentators. Probably because I'm sitting in shittier seats and sometimes it's hard for me to tell which player has the puck. But I mean, I just love fucking commentators and hearing the play-by-play. You know, I've grown up listening to the radio and of games and watching it on TV and hearing that great fucking play-by-play. And you get the short. Yeah. Thomas, with the short. You know, they're just great stuff. I keep wanting to, say like older blues players, like Steen, Backus to Steen, short. Anyway, oh man, that is just, but, says Gowdery X, says, I always do my shit alone. It's when I do otherwise that people look at me funny. Well, yeah, I generally shit alone, if that's what you mean. Taylor says, and if they do look at you funny, who cares? Most of the time, you don't even really know why they are looking at you funny. Maybe they just have one of those faces. At worst, it's a brief 15-second experience. Definitely go be you. Oh, man. I mean, they are kind of selling me on this. M. Silver says, I went to the Devils Islanders game last night by myself. I think going solo to events that actively involve you focusing on something, movie, concert, sporting event, museum, etc. is pretty great. Allows you to 100% focus on the thing you're there for and not have it also be catch-up time with your buddy or whatever. Also, in the case of things that don't involve assigned seating, always allows you to go where you want, when you want, at your own pace, etc. Also allows you to be spontaneous and just go do something without having to coordinate with somebody. It's pretty nice. There's quite a people here saying, go alone, man. There's a lot of people here. I go alone all the time if I can't find someone to go with me. And to be honest, it's just as fun. Go alone and enjoy. Oh man, I feel like they're really I mean, this is on and on and on here. I've done plenty of shit alone. Going to that big of a crowd though, I don't know. If I do that, I would think I would just ride the fucking metro. I don't know that I'd wanna. There is the thing, though. I also don't want to spend a bunch of money today. so, like, as I'm, like, I'm, I'm like trying to talk myself in it and out of it at the same time. It's a difficult dance here. I really wanted to see that game. It's like I got that jersey. I feel like I need to get a puck, man. This is a tough call. This is a tough call. Let's just see what I can get for just like one seat. What kind of deals? $38, $32. There's some good deals for like a single seat right now. Shit. I mean, there's some pretty close seats for a little less than 100. I mean, I ooh, 60. Oh man, dude. Wow. There's some lower level seats. I see one for $64. That is on the lower level. Lower level. I mean, it's quite a few rows back from the glass. I mean, it's in row M. So, I mean, but it's the lower level, man. It is the lower level and $64. That is. Or no, I'm looking at the wrong one. That was the 97, but there's row Q. Row Q, just a few rows back, is $64. That is enticing. Fuck, there's one on row K behind the players. Behind the players in row K for $83. Holy fuck. Man, the view of that looks fucking amazing. Oh man, that is so tempting. That is so tempting. That is so tempting. What about two seats? Can I still get? Nope. The one seat is. That is holy shit. Knowing I can sit that close for that kind of price is like holy shit. Fuck, I might have to do that, dude. I will be sitting like behind. It's like, man, but then I have to. There is something that, like, I think maybe being at the game's not the shitty part about being alone. The shitty part is I'm going to have to drive for an hour. One way. And then I'll have to drive, you know, an hour back by myself. So, I mean, that's kind of the bummer. I feel like that's the bummer of the situation. Holy fuck, they've raised the prices in parking. Had I bought a couple of days ago, wouldn't have been so goddamn bad. There was a lot more open things. So I feel like I'd probably be better off if I do that to just fucking ride the Metro, which is like I'd have to fucking leave early. But you know, I think if I go, I'll have to go to the Metro. So I'm really talking myself into this. I'm only going to be recording a little bit longer. But holy shit, man. Just seeing how close I can sit for that kind of price. And that is so fucking tempting. Oh shit. Man. I mean, I've traveled to foreign countries by myself. Which most of the time I do end up going on tour groups and like meeting new people. That's part of it. You know, I always felt, I don't know, it felt weird, like, the first trip. The first trip wasn't great. I mean, I had food poisoning the entire time. Went to Russia. I didn't do any tours on that. I did walk around. I did see things and do things, but it was like, I had to force myself to do it because I was so sick. But in Ireland, man, that first trip, I only did one tour group, but I went around and it's different when you're going out and, like, experiencing nature, like when I drove around and visited certain sites and shit. But then, of course, you know, I ran a marathon. So it was like mission. I'm a mission oriented person, like objective oriented, like, you know, a video game. Like, you got to get this many kills to unlock this trophy. Which I didn't kill anybody. I did not get any killing trophies in any of the trips I've taken or in my life in general. Other than, well, I mean, I've gotten kills on Call of Duty and many other video games, but no, never any real kills of humans. Anywho, I feel like for the record, Judge, just for the record, as holy fuck, man, I am. It's like I wanted to talk myself into this. It's like I am. Yeah, there's so many people that are like, go, do it, do it, do it. Is holy, just see, I knew if I looked up the prices of those tickets and just, I knew I could find like a single seat for like pretty decent. I'm like, oh, that's a killer. Again, this is, I might have to get some caffeine because, again, traveling alone that far, when I have somebody in the car with me, it's a lot easier for me to not pass out. So I'd want to get something to perk me up with. But I, man, it is, oof. That is something else. Seeing that close. And they're going to honor Cujo out there, man. If I hurry my ass up, I just might be able to do it. I mean, I could do it, and it could be awesome. It could be really awesome. And holy fuck, yeah. I mean, the beginning of this episode, you know, I was a bit down and downtrodden with the cats not really liking each other much, and you know, current state of things as not looking forward to the price of groceries either once these. Mass deportation, which apparently have already started, like kicked in. That's a bummer. But hey, at least I can throw away a bunch of money on Blues games, right? man, good to know that I could get such a decent price on good seats, really fucking good seats. As dude, I think sitting that fucking close, you know, just being, I don't remember what the row K, whatever the fuck that was behind the players' benches, being able to just hear all the fucking sounds. I mean, I might even be able to hear the players talking at that point. I mean, I might be a little too far away for that, but I mean, if they're yelling, I'll be able to hear them. But goddamn, I think it would be quite fun to sit that close. I mean, the energy is going to be fucking nuts. As I'm sure it's just going to be good. Just going to be good. And oh, man. As I'm also, I'm just like browsing around on Reddit, honestly, as I'm just like contemplating, like, should I do that? Should I not? It is very, very tempting, shall we say. almost like I, like when I make decisions like this, a lot of times I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to flip a coin. but that seems like, a bad idea, to just, you know, I mean, I made a lifetime of bad decisions as, I guess I shouldn't. what's the point in changing now? Yeah, the awkwardness, I think, just comes from, like, traveling there. Which, well, traveling to a foreign country, I always had somebody, like, drop me off the airport, pick me up, and then... But, I mean, there's all kinds of people traveling alone. A lot of people travel for work and what have you, so there's a lot of people traveling alone. That's not very strange. Sporting events, it does seem like there is a little bit of weirdness to it. That, you know... I mean, there's... I would imagine most people there are with friends. With friends. And, but to get that decent seats, man, if you wait till last minute, too. I use the game, I think I mentioned last week, perhaps the week before, about the Game Time app. I haven't gotten tickets through there yet, but I've seen some just amazing deals on tickets through there. They sell it as the way to get, like, the cheapest tickets to, like, sporting events and, I guess, concerts and shit. Two, I think you might be able to on there. Man, it, like, if I would lived, like, closer, like, if I lived closer, it wouldn't be that, like, I would be like, fuck it, I'm going to the Blues game tonight. But, like, if I lived within, like, walking distance to the Enterprise Center, I think, like, that would be, like, that would be, like, totally fine. It's just the fact that I have to, like, spend a bunch of time going up there and then coming back. It's like, oh, the way back just sounds really shitty if I do the metro. Driving there, not as bad. But I definitely, like, looking at the parking app, the ParkWiz, I realized, like, shit, I should have bought... That's the nice thing of getting things advanced. You can get the parking pass. I don't think you can resell those too. That would kind of suck. Like, if I did that, not knowing whether or not I was going to make it to the game, if I got the pass. But, yeah. As, oh, man. This is so... Life, like, comes up... Man, it's a great temperature-wise. It's going to be, like, close to 50. Maybe it is all right now. I don't know, 48 right now. Yeah, it's like 48 right now. I'm going to just drop down by the time I go to the game. Why say it like I'm already... like I'm already gone. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess... I don't know what I'm trying to think, like, what would the weirdest thing to do alone be? I don't know. I mean, I've seen weird shit. Like, I remember going to, when I used to go to Six Flags and, like, the fair, the local Washington fair here, when I'd go, it was always with friends. I've never gone to the theme park by myself, but there was this one guy that would always be there. We didn't know the guy's name. We never talked to the dude, but he looked kind of like weird. He was a older guy to us. At the time, he was probably in his 40s. So, like my age right now. And we thought he was weird. We thought he was weird. Well, I think he always... Well, the weird part, I think, was just the fact we seemed to see him every fucking time we went to Six Flags and, like, the fair. And, you know, the guy probably just really, you know, probably just enjoyed, you know, riding rides and such, and, like, enjoyed doing that. And maybe he had, you know, discounts from, like, going all the time. I'm going to venture to guess, though, that probably wasn't a pedo. Hopefully not. But, you know, he was an older guy, so he was, like, balding quite a bit. And I think he had tight blue jeans and his shirt, like, tucked into his pants. I realize there is no specific pedo dress code, so you can't really... And he was older than us, so obviously he was going to be dressing slightly different. I mean, I had a t-shirt and blue jeans, but I didn't tuck my shit in. Anyway. And I wasn't bald at the time, as opposed to now, where I've lost so much hair. But that I found a little weird. I was creeped out by as a kid. I mean... Unfortunately, there's a lot of pedos out there. to, and the thought of like, ooh, don't let this guy get you alone. But I mean, he never came up to us, and at least not to me. I don't think any of my friends had any encounters with him. Like, there's no magic thumb trick that I'm aware of. I'm guessing he was probably harmless, but these are the things I wonder if, like, people see me, you know, alone. But I think the Blues game, it's fine. It's what the, you know, I don't think I'd give off. I don't think I give off pedo vibes. Although people that know, like, I've lived alone forever, and just now I have a couple of cats, they probably just think I'm weird. I think more of serial killer vibes than I give off of pedo vibes. Like, this dude's probably, like, buried a few bodies. Somehow that's better than me. I'd rather be known as a fucking serial killer. I don't know, that's much better. jail term-wise, you're better off being a disgusting pedo. Society looks down on that pretty badly, as although, you know, musicians seem to get away with it throughout history. Not all of them. Some of them do end up getting in trouble for it. But, it's pretty sick, the whole kitty touching thing. But, like, murder is, you're fucking taking somebody's life, which some murders are also pedos, which... you had, like, you know, Ted Bundy, of course, murdered many, many women. I think he admitted to 30-something murders, and one of them was a child. She was, I don't remember how old, like 12 maybe. I'm not sure how old she was. And I think that's what really turned the people thinking he was a monster. I mean, he was killing young girls in general. I mean... I think most of them were like early 20s. But like, even after he murdered the kid, though, he had the fans. It's just weird. People's psyche, like, ooh, this dude's, he's so hot. He's murdered all these other women. Do they think, like, man, if I had a chance alone with him, I don't think he'd murder me? It's like, what is it, the scorpion and the turtle? Is it where the turtle gives the scorpion a ride across the water and the scorpion stings it and they both drown? Like, it's like, what do you expect? I'm a fucking scorpion. Whatever that old story is. It's like, do you really want to expect to get with a serial killer and I'm not to be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to fucking kill you. I don't know. I'm going off in such weird directions tonight. And all of this from just me, like, debating whether or not, like, I want to go to the fucking Blues game by myself. I'm just a mess right now. Just like the rabbit holes are just, there's a lot of them. A lot of rabbit holes. And very, very strange corners. But, you know, what can you do? What can you do? You got to find distractions these days. Keep your head in the sand. Pretend like the sky is not blue. When it is blue... Because everybody's telling you it's green when it's clearly it's fucking blue. You're like, look at that red sky today. I guess that could just be you see communism on the rise. But either way, it's making me think of back in the last trip I went to Ireland when I checked into one of the hotels I went to and the old fella asked me if it was soft. And I was a little confused because I was not erect. Not erect. I was not hard. I didn't feel I had any reason to get erect. I definitely felt weird. Like, I'm pretty sure he's not asking me if my dick is hard. Pretty sure. Not confident. Not real confident. But good chance that he's not talking about my dick. And turns out, no, he wasn't talking about my dick. As a... sadly? Not sadly? as he was referring to whether it was raining outside, and I'm assuming he meant the ground. Is it soft? Which I'm going to assume is like a normal Irish saying. Though again, I don't know. I'm not Irish, or I've got Irish ancestry, but I'm not, you know, not an Irish citizen. I haven't lived there for a long period of time. That's the only person I ever heard say that. I mean, I have the internet, I suppose. I suppose I could ask it. Let's ask google.com here. is it soft? saying? I don't know. Well, I'm soft. That means you're just weak. I get when people say they're soft. Saying soft for what? Let's see. Soft meaning what? I'm not finding. Meaning what? yeah, I'm not really seeing. I'm guessing that it is a normal thing for Irish to say that. Soft as in wet. There's a soft day. Thank God, a silver voice from Ireland. Soft day. Okay, soft day, thank God. In Ireland, we have an expression, soft day, thank God, which is not what he said. Is it soft? Is what he said. It's more of a greeting than anything else, and it is totally baffling to anyone who is not from these parts. Living as I do in Munster, in the southern part of Ireland, this is a common expression with which I have become familiar. However, my origins are in the north of the country, where the expression is not common. Soft day, thank God, will be heard only on wet days, and is an acknowledgement of persistent gentle rain, such as we had today. I recall my father hearing this expression for the first time when he first visited this part of Ireland. I could only describe his response as bewildered indignancy. When the expression was explained to him, he responded, "What are you talking about? It's a miserable wet day, of course, which of course it is." There is, however, a beautiful byproduct in the form of gentle raindrops resting on plants, and I attempted to capture some of these jewels in my garden this evening. Well, yeah, I guess that is a thing in Southern Ireland, which I was in Southwest Ireland, the Ring of Kerry. As I guess the Journal's got an article here. Thejournal.ie, 8 words for weather that only exist in Ireland. Good to know. If talking was a sport at the Olympics, Irish people would have it sewn up. We're a nation who love an owl chin wag, and our favorite topic of conversation, without a shadow of doubt, is the weather. An inability to converse fluently and at length about the forecast would be a true social impediment in Ireland. But luckily, we're here on hand with a glossary of useful terms. Soft day, thank God. What exactly is a soft day? Is there a true definition of a soft day, or do you just know one when you encounter one? One thing is for sure, you've got to add in the thank God, or else you're basically wishing rain upon us. Why would you do that? So I'm guessing, or maybe I just heard him wrong. You know, maybe he did say that, but I think he asked, is it soft? To is fierce, mild. An oxymoron, perhaps. Just don't say that to an Irish person or they'll think you're starting a scrap. Number 3 here is grand drying. We're never going to get tans from the Irish summer sun, but we sure as hell will get grand drying out of it. No one can take our grand drying from us. No one. Which I guess it's just a fucking hot day. There's no moisture. 4 is wet rain as opposed to dry. Just like fierce mild, could be dismissed as a mere oxymoron, by someone who didn't know better, wet rain may initially be mistaken by the untrained ear as a nonsensical tautology. However, this is not the case. Wet rain is the type of soft, sheety rain that really gets under your skin and unexpectedly leaves you soaked. I think I've heard them use that expression before. Spitting is number five. Bucketing, lashing, pegging it. Other more rude variants were too charming to mention. They all mean raining, but the most uniquely Irish of them all has to be this. Spitting rain. It's actually a bit upsetting if you think about it literally, which luckily we never do. Ooh, number six is splitting their stone, or splitting the stones. Splitting the stones, coming directly from the Irish language phrase. This means sun so strong that it'd crack rocks. Now that's sunny, so it is. Seven's down for the day. That's it now. We may as well pack up and go home. It's down for the day. AKA, it's going to coming down in sheets for the rest of the foreseeable future. So let's get indoors so we can start the serious business of moaning some more about it. And number eight, four seasons in a day. I feel like that's a Missouri thing. Feel like I've heard that here. It says, and finally, for the one that sums it all up, because there's nothing more Irish than going through all the different weather types within one afternoon, from Baltic cold to sleet to sunshine and then gale force winds, there's never a dull moment with our weather, is there? Is there? Oh, yes, dear Ireland. I mean, I miss that place so much. I want a soft day in Ireland. Fuck, I want a hard... I'd love a hard day in Ireland. Soft, hard, you call it what you want. If it's in Ireland, it's a party, and I'm there. I think the thing to just keep yourself distracted these days, that's the way to go. You know, perhaps go to a Blues game by yourself, you know, or perhaps not. Do what you got to do. Maybe just watch it on TV or play some PlayStation, some Blues. Blues on there, NHL 25. All right, so yeah, I guess I'm good. And as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.